Mohamed Bazik knows that the children he takes into his home are dying. It's an extraordinary story first reported by the Los Angeles Times. They are terminally ill kids in foster care, and Bazik has made it his life's work to look after them. Today, his family includes a 19-year-old biological son and a 6-year-old foster child with microcephaly.
And also, she has, like, seizures. She's blind and deaf. She has club foot and dislocated hips.
How do you communicate with her? She is blind. She can't hear.
Yeah, with touch. Communication, touching her, you know. She smiles when I play with her. And make a little bit like a noise, you know. Doesn't mean anything, but that tells you that, you know, she understands that somebody try to communicate with her, you know.
Mohamed Bazik started caring for foster children when he met his late ex-wife, who was then already a foster mom. At first, they took in children who had medical issues. In 1995, they started taking in only children who were terminally ill. Over the years, Bazik says he's taken in about 40 children with medical problems. How many of them have died in your care?
10. They need somebody who will be with them and take care of them, you know? It doesn't matter how hard, you know, because somebody has to do it.
How do you deal with the loss when they pass away? How do you cope?
I mean, it hurts, you know. You have a kid since it was a baby, since it was 1 week or 2 weeks or a few days. And like some of them, they stay like 6 years and 4 months. It really hurts. I mean, I consider them as like my biological, you know. And it hurts, but I believe in death is part of life, you know.
Do you know when the foster child who's terminally ill's time is drawing near? Do you know that when they might be close to passing away?
Yes. We usually, the doctors, we had meeting with the doctors, and they said there is nothing we can do for these kids. And if you want to leave them in the hospital here or you take him home, we always take our kids home, because we said we're not going to abandon him. We've been taking care of them since they are babies. So this time needs us more than before, you know. So all my kids, they die in my home. Most of them, they die in my lab, holding them, you know.
What have you learned from caring for these children? What have they taught you?
I learned, you know, I mean, I have to be patient, and I have to be support for those people who need help. And I have to, as a human being, I have to help a human being as long as they need the help, you know.
Mohamed Bazik, he's a foster parent in Los Angeles who has been caring for terminally ill foster children for 2 decades.
Weekend Edition is a production of NPR News, which is solely responsible for its content. Like a story you heard on this or another NPR program? Share it with a friend at npr.org. While there, you can also hear stories you missed, enjoy expanded content, or connect to your favorite member station.